Because this is a combination of the makeup from December and January, I'm looking for it.
It's right here.
We are going to talk about both concepts. However, we are actually going to have them. Oh, and that did actually end up
showing up.
So just so you guys know, we have our like little screen thing minimized, so we can't see you at all. So if you guys have anything to add, please do, and just unmute yourself. But we're doing them in reverse order. So we did distance journeying last month and listening this month, but it made more sense for this class to do listening first and then distance journeying. So we're going to cover both tonight. This is the active listening checklist, and all of you were in this month's class, so I'm not going to read through them, but we sent this out in the follow-up. As you guys heard earlier, some of you have really been taking this to heart, like Sue. It's nice to have them written down and in front of us, and even if we have used these for years, as Colleen has and how I have now, they're still always a good reminder in active listening. The biggest reason that we make sure that we are in an active, in a state of active listening, is because when people feel heard, it breaks down their barriers. And sometimes we're the only one listening to people. Also, active listening is a foundation of our intuition into our divine listening and our whole body listening. And Colleen is going to go through that part. But it's really amazing what you see in people and what it activates in people, no pun intended, and what it brings alive in people when they know that you are truly listening. They're receiving and giving, and you're receiving and giving all at the same time. And then I'm going to read the quotes again for these. Just one second. I have them here. When you start active listening, how it starts to open up your own intuition. It gives you freedom. I am free to be present and in the moment when I am not busy projecting my thought or filling the silence. My mind is present, receptive, and creative. Guidance. I can hear myself think and dialogue with my heart. Communication. When I am actively listening to others with my full attention, they know they are being heard, which makes it easier for them to speak from their hearts and easier for me to understand them. Heightened perceptions. I learn to activate my senses, heighten my perceptions, and open my chakras to listen with my whole self. So those are the ways that active listening, not the only ways, but a few of the big ways for us, the active listening really ties into our intuition and to our whole body listening and our divine listening. So we were just going to cover these shortly. Is there anything you want to add to that part? We'll go into the whole body listening, the divine listening. Okay. So you're up.
Okay. So again, as Robin,
slide next.
Okay, great. As Robin said that, you know, and as you guys each have really mentioned, that the concept of listening and putting it into action can really be life-changing. Understanding that we have active listening, which is often our listening with our ears, you know, in the real world, in our everyday life. And there's also divine listening, which is also listening with our heart. And so what I'm really discovering with all this work is that in real truth, we go into whole body listening. And if you look at this illustration, you can see that each of the chakras are activated. that's also in front of you and behind you. Then if you look at the imagery above it, you can see like a light that is extending above it. And you can also see the auric field where your listening actually expands even out beyond your body. So there's a couple of things to understand with whole body listening. Is one, that it is actually part of your instincts. So if you think of recent, or if you're, let's say, if you're out in the forest. So for instance, even where we lived when we had our farm, if I was kind of down in the trees, I stayed in a place of active listening because there were enough things around that I needed to know what my surroundings were. And I also learned how to listen around me. And so the whole body listening was physical and instinctive. Sometimes what we're talking about here too is your intuitive listening with your whole body. So if you look at all those chakras and the colors, starting with the red at the root chakra and going to the violet at the top, each of those chakras holds a level of perception that you have. And I notice for myself that when my perceptions are off or when I'm uncomfortable, I can't figure things out, that often one of my chakras is out of balance. And so what we're going to be doing today is going back. I know, I think each of you did the journey we did last time to really open up your chakras in a whole body listening to also open up your ability to heighten your perceptions. You're chuckling.
Oh, I was, no, it's good. It was a thing from a journey that just kind of
popped in
with about heightened perception. Sorry.
So the other thing that I noticed in this whole body listening is the understanding that every part of you needs to have an equal voice in your decision making. So your root chakra needs to have as much, and logic needs to have as much voice as your heart and your intuition. And I hear a lot of times in this kind of a practice in metaphysics where, you know, it's all about go to the heart. And I think that's because many people are less skilled at listening to their heart than as they are than listening to their head. But at the same time, it's also important to always listen to every part of us. So that's what this is also illustrating. And one of the things that has shown up for me in some of my journeys is how each part of you, each chakra has a voice, each perception has a voice. And sometimes it seems like they're all talking at once, or one is louder than the other. So I actually have seen in my sessions where there is a talking stick given to each of the chakras, or the talking stick is passed around to each of the chakras so that each part has the opportunity to speak and be listened to. So I think, is there anything you want to add to that?
No. No, I think it's good, and I think get to the journey. And does anybody have any questions? Because I think we're going to move on to the
What comes after this is the journey. Next.
Journey, oh, why distance the journey. Yeah.
So, any questions about listening? Anything? You guys can always unmute yourself. Mm-hmm. So we've talked a lot about it, and I will tell you that I do talk a lot about it and will cover it pretty repeatedly because, as you see, the effectiveness is huge. For me, it has literally changed my life and in such beneficial ways.
Hey, there's Allie.
Hey, there's Allie. Allie. Hi, Allie. Glad to see you here.
Hi.
Hey, it worked.
Yeah, we can hear you.
We can hear you.
I'm on my phone.
Oh, okay. That's why.
Yeah.
Great. Are you here with us now, or are you just popping in and have to go again?
Nope. I'm going to be done. I'm all done running around, so I'll be here.
Okay. Good. Great.
Yeah.
I'm settling in. Journey.
Am I muted? Do I need to mute myself?
You're muted. I can mute you.
Okay.
Awesome.
Okay. Yeah, well, and as you guys can see, what a difference it can make even in a week. And then, you know, you still are practicing it 15 years later.
Yeah.
So, okay. So we're going to cover some of this. I believe most of you were here in December. I know there was a few that missed. So we're going to talk about distance journeying. Remember why we journey. The common intention of a journey is to obtain spiritual guidance, inner guidance, information, healing, and empowerment from higher sources of consciousness. Yes, it's recording. It scared me. This doesn't change when you journey for others. It doesn't change when you distance journey for others. So this is still the common intention of why you're journeying for others. People ask you or you're guided to obtain information for them, to help them empower themselves, to help them become more in tune with their own inner guidance. All of these things start to meld together as you're obtaining spiritual information for other people, as well as them starting to gain this healing and obtain spiritual information for themselves. There we go. So we're going to go over the client interview.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I'll let you do this part.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So tonight, I think we've talked around it, but we haven't said point blank. The way the journey is going to go, we're going to combine the two journeys from this month and from December. So what that means is I'm going to be guiding you through the chakra empowerment for listening, the whole body listening, and then you're actually going to journey for each other. So remember, we talked about this before, that in a session, there's typically two things that are happening. And you're going to ask your clients, what are you ready to let go of? And what are you ready to bring in? And really, your conversation, maybe you won't say it point blank like that, but your conversation will go around that in some manner. The other thing is, even if you're not doing an interview, so let's say the way you particularly are practicing, you really just start your Reiki session and you're not necessarily interviewing your client, the same thing is still happening. People are releasing what's no longer serving them, or Reiki is releasing for people what is no longer serving them and helping them to bring in or to reveal what they actually want to make happen in their life. So the way that we're going to do the journey tonight, again, we are going to, I'm going to guide you to opening that whole body listening. We're going to go ahead and do the breakout rooms like we've done before. And you guys are going to talk to each other about your intentions. And what do you want to let go of? And what do you want to bring in? You can set any intention you choose. You could say, even if you wanted, you could do the intention of, what do I need to let go of that blocks any of my ability to listen at a deeper level and bring in empowerment of heightened perceptions in your whole body. But you may also already have an idea of something you would like to have your partner, because we'll break up in partners again, something that you would like to have your partner journey on for you.
Yeah, it'll be the reason we talked about in when we combined them, the listening first, because it's interesting how after even just being aware of the act of listening, how much different your client interviews go.
Mm-hmm.
Because you are just tuning in to the act of listening, but also the whole body listening, and you kind of start to have things happen in the interview. And Colleen had said something about, I do still ask my clients what they would like to let go, point blank.
Mm-hmm. I do.
So in every session, even repeat clients, what would you like to let go of and what would you like to bring in? And as she's mentioned in the past, is that almost every single time, it's surprising what people will say. And that right there is why active listening is so important, because you can assume what somebody might say, but then it surprises you almost every single time. Because even as you're processing in the beginning, you think, oh, it's probably going to be this subject that we've been talking about this whole time. And then it'll be just something completely out of left field. So that's another really important reason why active listening is important.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Right. And then, we did do the steps to journey, just as a reminder.
Okay.
You can just kind of read them.
Yeah, I'll just go through this real quick. We talked about the 7 steps to journey with Reiki, and you guys have already been practicing. Working with your imagination, it is the doorway. An invocation is really just an invitation to the energy that you're going to work with. And so in our case, we're journeying with Reiki. So Sue, this would be if you were doing an invocation for a different group of people, your invocation may be the spirits they're working with. I take that back. It would still be the spirits you're working with, but you know, you may include them if you were doing that. So you're also going into a conscious intention. There's typically intention with journeying. It doesn't have to be though. You know, if you think about the holy fire experiences, like the ocean of holy love, we guide people to the ocean, but then we have people watch the waves and engage with the waves, and then they go into their own inner guidance, their own journey, and we haven't set an intention for it.
A lot of times clients will come in with an intention.
Yeah.
Because you have to remember this is explaining it to for the client.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. People. Oh, yeah. Thank you.
It's distant. It's journeying for others.
Journeying for others. So yes, your clients typically have an intention. The bridge of light or the stairway to heaven, we're using Honcha Zei Shonan as our bridge of light. So in journeying, typically there is some method of travel. So Honcha Zei Shonan is a bridge of light to the light, and you really can use Honcha Zei Shonan to journey to anywhere. So it can go straight across time, as we know, where we do distance Reiki for people, and we're doing straight across time. It can go into the future, it goes into the past, goes into different spiritual realms, and you can make that choice. I use Honcha Zei Shonan when I'm in nature, and I invite it to activate extraordinary reality around me, because now I'm in a walking journey.
I was just going to say, with distance journeying for others, I like that, by the way. With the bridge of light, that you can, you visually take your clients over. How do you do that for other people?
Okay, say that again.
Well, when you're distance, when you're journeying for others, how you use the bridge of light, do you take your clients across? I know a lot of people do. I do.
Oh, okay. That's what you're asking. Yeah. So
instructions.
On the bridge of light, yes. When I'm doing this with my clients in my sessions, they do go into the third heaven. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
they I do.
Yeah, they do go with me. I guess that's so interesting. I hadn't really quite dialed in on that. Oh, yes, they do.
Yeah, visually, a lot of times I'm holding their hand and I'm walking with their spirit across the bridge of light. We set our egos and personalities aside on this side of the light. And then it's visually, it's just easier. You don't necessarily need to do it this way, but for me, it's easier to kind of give my brain that job and that visualization of walking with their spirit hand in hand across the bridge.
Oh, interesting. Yeah. Yeah. If I think about it, it is. Mm-hmm. I just hadn't put it into that awareness. Mm-hmm. So, and then Robin also uses what she calls the stairway to heaven. Like she'll just go from 1 to 10 in her mind, like she's climbing stairs. And then when she gets to the 10th stair, it's like, I'm here. And she claims it. We're also working with the Reiki symbols, spiritual.
Sorry.
That's all right. Yeah. Spirit realms and spirit guides. Often, you don't have to. Now, one of the most important things to understand about when you're journeying is where are you going? And what's there? And do you want to go where you're going? And if you're going to a place that, let's say, you're unfamiliar with, like a spiritual realm that you're unfamiliar with, you pretty well always want to have your spirit guides with you and the Reiki symbols with you so that it takes you into those enlightened realms. I'm very aware of where I'm traveling and when I'm traveling. In this course so far, we have been working with third heaven energy and Reiki energy for the journey. So we are going to spiritual realms that are divine, and the third heaven is the location where all there is love. And the spirit guides that are there, all they are is love. Time spent is up to you. And will you always come back? Yes, even if you drift off, you will always come back. Because your body will call you back. As you'll probably have to go to the bathroom somewhere. Okay, so we're going to go to the next one. And this is the chakra cleansing journey for whole body listening. And so what we're going to do before we start this journey is we're going to actually have you guys break out into rooms, and we are going to have you talk to each other about what you would like your partner to journey for you on. Make sense? Did I say that in a way? Okay. Everybody knows what I'm talking about. You've done it before. So... great. Okay.
We're going to breakout rooms. Then we'll come back. If you guys, you can come back. We'll call you back. If you're ready before we call you back, just come back on your own. So we're going to go into the breakout rooms, do a client interview on your intentions. Then we'll come back, go into the journey. Then after the journey is over, we'll go back into the breakout rooms and share with each other our experiences.
Okay, and so we have an uneven number of people, right?
2, 4, 6, 7.
7.
Well, Danny could stay out if that would be the 2.
Okay, four, Danny, 6. You can journey with us.
Yeah, just journey by yourself, Danny. you and me can journey for each other, and we'll share later. How about that?
I'll do that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because we can't. Yeah. I can't go into a breakout room with anybody in this.
Okay. Okay. So, does anybody need a bathroom break before we start,
or any quick questions?
Or any quick questions? Yeah.
Oh, we don't have an uneven number because Allie's back. 2, 4, 6. Oh no, we do. Okay. County. It's hard. Maths.
Okay. So it sounds like you guys are all good. All right.
Allie's telling me that her phone died. So she's going to have to replace the communications means.
Okay, so she's going to get her computer?
Yeah, she was on the phone. Let me work with her. I'll be right back.
That's fine. Anybody else have any questions or anything else you want to say about it before we go on? Oh, look at that cute doggy. So cute. I call journeying for the dog. Oh, hold on. Sorry, we muted. What was that, Sue?
I've got another dog here.
Another dog here. Well, let's see. Let's see.
Come on. Up here. Oh. Where is she? Oh, no, hang on.
A little foxhound.
She's a Spanish terrier.
Oh, okay.
She's a puppy. So,
what's her name?
Thea.
Thea?
Thea, yeah.
I haven't had a dog for a couple of years now, so. But I have grand dogs. So
yeah, I have two.
My grand dogs love me.
That's true.
Danny. Is Danny?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
Okay, not Danny Vasquez.
Oh, there it is. There's Thea.
Hi, Thea. Come on. Not letting us unmute you for some reason. Oh, she is a cutie though.
A great thing.
Yeah. Don, we were lucky enough to see your dog too. Oh, you can't hear me yet. He's adorable, or she's adorable. And so Sue's dog, Thea, wanted to come and join as well. Oh, there you are, Ellie.
Can you hear me?
We can.
Yay.
I'm sorry, I'm obviously technologically challenged sometimes, but we're working it out over here. It's all working out.
So are we actually, we get to learn a lot through all this, so it's always fun.
Yes.
We just get to do this. I truly say it all the time, but I'm just amazed that we can communicate like this in the world now. It's
yeah. So yeah. I agree.
Yeah.
Is everyone else on or am I?
We're here. I think we're all here. Okay, so go ahead and get music and stuff ready, but then, and let's get everything ready for you, and then we'll go into the breakout room. So we're completely, yeah, get yourself set. We'll go into, what we'll do is go into the breakout room and then we'll go right into the journey. Oh, sorry, I forgot I put my earphones in and I was talking as if I hadn't.
They probably could still hear you.
Yeah, but I was banging them around.
Oh.
Okay.
They can't hear me anymore.
So. Okay, everyone's comfortable, I think. I think we're all set. Okay. So here we go to the breakout rooms. Just do it that way.
The only thing I would say is if we probably want these two.
Okay, we'll see what happens. I see. Wait a minute. Hold on.
Cancel,
where's that? Or add a room. Okay.
Oh. Okay, hold on, you guys. I'm trying to figure it out. Let me start again. Oh,
recreate.
Oh, there we go.
And then two rooms, you need 1, 2, 3 rooms. That's going the wrong way. There we go. Okay, let's see what that does. 2 to 3 participants. Oh, because Danny. So,
okay. We'll have to manually start it over and we'll just manually.
Okay.
So recreate and go to, yeah. There we go.
Okay. Let's do you have any, I think, right?
Yep.
And then this one. Here?
Sure.
Oh, but I think these two worked together before.
Oh, yeah.
They did, right? Okay.
Yeah.
So, oops.
Yeah, that's good.
This way?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's see. And then the sign. Okay. Yes?
Yep, I think okay. So. Okay, we're going to open all the rooms, and here you guys go.
Okay. Did that do it?
And now they join the room.
Oh, okay.
And Danny, you can stay here with us.
Do I close this?
I think you want to leave it where we have access to it.
Well, this can go here.
Oh, okay.
And close broadcast message. Okay. And then